All right, so I think we'll just go right into it right now. So before we get into the details of the legal case you made against Hub Bay Minerals, explain sort of how legal corporate structure protected these kind of companies in the past.
So in the past, the Canadian companies have relied on two legal arguments to avoid liability. The first is that they would argue that the lawsuit should be heard elsewhere. And in this case, Hud Bay was arguing that the lawsuit should be heard in Guatemala. From our client's perspective, that was an entirely unrealistic proposition, given that, unfortunately, Guatemala's legal system remains incredibly weak, and there simply isn't accountability for things like violent crime. For instance, Human Rights Watch reported a few years ago that there was a 99.75 impunity rate for violent crime. So essentially, murders and violent crime in Guatemala just aren't punished. And so when Canadian companies go to countries abroad, like Guatemala, they know that there's no chance of accountability there. And yet, nonetheless, they argue in Canadian courts that the lawsuit should be heard in a place where everyone knows that there's no chance of justice. The second argument is based on their corporate legal structure. It is very common for corporations in Canada and around the world to organize themselves through subsidiaries, where there will be the parent company that's based in Canada that's controlling the operation, yet the company that owns the property on the ground will be a Guatemalan subsidiary, and often there'll be a subsidiary somewhere like the Caymans or somewhere else in order to lower their taxes. And the argument essentially is each of these corporations is separate, and you can't hold the parent company responsible, regardless of how involved they were in the operation of their corporation on the ground.
Okay, so now explain how you put together this argument that Hug Bay should be responsible for the actions of the subsidiary in Guatemala.
So when we started this lawsuit and we discussed it with our clients, we expected their Hud Bay to challenge on both grounds. First, to argue that it should be heard in Guatemala, and second, to argue that in any event, the parent company can never be held responsible, regardless of how involved they were. We spent the last year and a half gathering evidence on Guatemala's legal system. Hud Bay fought us tooth and nail on that. There were stacks of reports from experts from both sides. In fact, they retained a former Chief Justice of the Supreme Court in Guatemala to testify as an expert on their behalf. And a few days before we were set to go to trial on the issue of whether it should be heard in Canada or Guatemala, Hud Bay completely folded and withdrew that argument, I think because they knew that they were going to lose. Canadian courts do have jurisdiction. It's sort of a common misconception about whether Canadian courts can hear these cases. Legally speaking, there's absolutely no reason that a Canadian court can't hear a case against a Canadian company for events that happen abroad. There's no principled legal reason for that. And in fact, Hud Bay wasn't even arguing that. Instead, it was more just a comparison exercise, which jurisdiction is better. And on the facts, it appears that Hud Bay decided that they were going to lose and withdrew that argument. They still stuck to their guns on the second argument, which was just the basic legal point that parent companies, they argued, shouldn't be held responsible for what their subsidiaries do. Again, it doesn't matter if there's cross executives that are in control of both. It doesn't matter if the board of directors is in control of both. It doesn't matter that all the financing is coming from Canada. It doesn't matter that the policies regarding security and human rights are set in Canada. And according to Hud Bay, it doesn't matter even if Hud Bay itself is telling everyone in their corporate social responsibility reports that they're actually that they care about people on the ground in Guatemala. They say when something goes wrong, we shouldn't be held legally responsible for that. Our basic argument was if Hud Bay gets its hands dirty, as we've alleged, by actually getting involved in the day-to-day business of their corporation, then they can be held directly liable when something goes wrong. This is the first time that argument has been forwarded in Canadian courts. The judge looked closely at the law and said that, yes, it should be allowed to proceed.
Now, what is the status of the case? I understand that you guys won, but they might appeal it, or what's the status of it right now?
They did have the opportunity to appeal. They've chosen not to. And I suspect that's because the appeal route was quite difficult for them. They first needed to seek the leave of the court. They needed to basically ask permission to appeal. And that would have been a tough road for them, and so they've chosen not to do that. So as a result, this case will for sure be heard in Canadian courts for the first time.
Now, I'm curious, as far as looking more broadly around the world, are there other countries where this has happened, where let's say like a Russian company or wherever is held responsible for actions that it does around the world? Or is this sort of the first time? Obviously, it's the first time in Canada, but is there a precedent for this globally at all?
There certainly is, and in fact, Canada is a bit of a laggard in this in this respect. Other countries have been a bit more forward-thinking, and frankly, are better at responding to our new global reality, which is that companies cross borders all the time. You have actions that start in Canada and that end in Guatemala, and then there's a real live question about where that lawsuit should be heard, which is an important point. The second part of our argument about why it should be heard in Canada it wasn't just based on the fact that Guatemala's legal system is weak. It's also on the fact that it makes sense from our perspective that Canadian law is what governs the behavior of Canadian companies when their head offices are based in Canada, when they're making decisions about international projects in Canada. We don't see that as a strange way to proceed. To us, it's just common sense.
Mm-hmm. Now, in talking about now that this is one, what kind of precedent does this set now, specifically with Canadian mining companies?
Well, I think it creates a new risk that the Canadian companies hadn't really thought of before. I think most companies functioned under the basic assumption that if something goes wrong at their foreign subsidiaries, they don't have to face justice in Canada. That's no longer true. I understand that this judgment is being read with great interest by the Canadian mining industry, and I recommend that executives do take a close look at it, because there is a real risk now. They were functioning, frankly, under a false assumption. Canadian companies can be judged when things go wrong at their operations abroad, and they can be judged in Canada. I think this is a growing trend. It's not going to go away, and I think this is just the start.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Corey, for coming on and explaining the legal work that you've done on this really historic case.
Thank you very much.